In the 50s, we started investing in hydropower, and that kept us away from the trap of using fossil fuels for electricity generation, which is what the world is struggling with today. In the 70s, we invested in national parks, and that kept us away from the deeply flawed logic of growth, growth, growth at any cost that you see others embracing, especially in the developing world. In the 90s, we pioneered payments for ecosystem services, and that helped us reverse deforestation and boosted ecotourism, which today is a key engine of growth. So investing in environmental protection did not hurt our economy, quite the opposite. And it doesn't mean we're perfect. And it doesn't mean we don't have contradictions. That's not the point. The point is that by making our own choices, we were able to develop resilience in dealing with development problems. Also, if you take a country like ours, the GDP per capita is around $11,000, depending on how you measure it. But according to the Social Progress Index, we are an absolute outlier when it comes to turning GDP into social progress. Abolishing the army, investing in nature and people did something very powerful too. It shaped a narrative, the narrative of a small country with big ideas, and it was very empowering to grow up with that narrative.